Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we sing and pray and read some things from His Word, spend some time praising and worshiping Him, visiting Him in His presence. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and thank you so much for being with us today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you can invite someone to worship with you and then be ready to take down our contact information at the end of the broadcast service. But let's spend the next few minutes in praise and prayer and worship, lifting up the name of Jesus together and exalting Him. Let's begin this broadcast service today with the Word of God from Psalms chapter 100, verse 5. David said, "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Well, let's take a Melodies of Praise hymnal, and let's turn to page 20. Here's one that comes right out of the Word of God where Jesus invites them to come and dine. Let's sing it together. Join in, clap your hands. Let's lift Him up in praise.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine. With His manna He doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the Master called to them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus He satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Hallelujah. Soon the Lamb will take His bride to be ever at His side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water hungry calleth now. Come and dine. Let's sing it one more time. Come and dine. The master calleth. Come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now. Come and dine.
Well, I love to sing that song. Praise God. Job 23:10 is our precious promise, leading us into prayer time. He says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. What a wonderful, wonderful promise in the Word of God. But realize and recognize the fact here that there is a trial before we come forth as gold. But remember, not only do we come forth as gold, but the trial of our faith worketh patience. Patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Praise God. We appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Let's just call on the Lord today. Everybody in your own way, everybody with your own request, let's just open our hearts and talk to him now. Father, we thank you today for the great promises in the Word of God. We thank you today, Lord, that you know the way that we take. And Lord, I want to do like Brother Petrie saying, I'll take the way that I know. And Lord, I thank you that you have tried me, and I want to come forth as gold. Make me and mold me and use me. Help me to produce that life of pure gold. And help all of our congregation that's with us today, Lord, to brace themselves for the trial, but look for the reward and the end and the blessing when they come forth as pure gold. Lord, use us today. We pray most of all that you'll speak to some heart that's unsaved. May this be the day, Lord, somebody finds you as his or her Savior. May it be the day, Lord, when someone repents of their sin. I know, Lord, that you are able, in Jesus' name, to convict them and to save their souls. Touch the sick and minister to every need today. Lord, our needs are many. The lists are long. The requests are many. Lord, it's just unlimited request. But, Father, we're glad that you know every need. You're acquainted with our griefs and sorrows. And, Lord, no matter how many requests we bring to you, you're willing to listen to everyone and to respond to them according to your will and your word and our faith. In Jesus' name, bless the furtherance of this service, and we'll praise you for it.
Let the temple be filled with his glory. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again.
Oh, let's praise him and sing it again. Well, at the temple
be filled with his glory. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again.
Hallelujah. I will, at the end of the service, briefly give you some contact information. Thank you for praying for us. And remember, our broadcast ministry is a work of faith. So after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would just help us to keep coming to you. No large is too small or too big. and you can give one time or as many times as you want to. We just want to thank you. We're not going to send you some letters then begging you for more money and offering you all kinds of deals or anything. We don't have anything to sell. We don't have anything to send to you, but we just come to you every day in the name of Jesus from the sincerity of our hearts. And I will give you that contact information, and thank you for everyone that has stayed with us through these years. Here's one entitled, There's Nothing Here to Hinder Me. One day I heard a voice saying, make the Lord your choice. I'll take away your every sin and set you free. So I came to him one day, and he took my sins away. Now I don't want nothing here to hinder me. Many times I'm tossed about, many times I do without, many times my heart is burdened down with care. But I know if I stand true, that someday he'll see me through. If I won't let nothing here hinder me, I don't want nothing here to hinder me. For someday his blessed face I want to see. It makes no difference what the cost or how heavy be my cross. I don't want nothing here to hinder me. Someday when I get home, where I never more shall roam, with the Savior and my loved ones I will be. When I lay this old cross down and receive a shining crown, I'll be so glad that nothing here has hindered me. You'll be glad that nothing here did hinder you. When you hear him say, my child, you've made it through. Cross down and receive a shining crown. You'll be so glad that nothing here did hinder you. And I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. The mailing address, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And, of course, the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Here to hinder me.
someday.